Welcome back, colorful Colorado.
Do you remember what our podcast is called?
Along the Waves.
Riding Along the Waves.
Oh, Riding Along the Waves. How'd you come up with Riding Along the Waves?
Because my brand is Along the Waves, which is all about, you know, uniting moms and parents and motherhood and parenthood and reminding them that they're not alone and whatever they're going through, someone else is going through it at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And whenever there's a down, you know, there's going to be another up. You're just riding the waves. So the consensus, I did a poll on Instagram saying, should I name it something completely different or should I try to stick with a theme? And I would say 80% of people said stick with the theme, you know, but I didn't want to call it Along the Waves exactly because they're two separate things.
So riding the waves.
Right.
Or is it riding along the waves?
Riding along the waves.
Okay.
Like we're riding along the waves.
I'm going to start a brand called Riding the Mountains. Along the Mountains.
Please don't. I'm not prepared to deal with that from an enemy inside my own house.
No, it'd be like a collab. It's like a hot word, you know, like synergy. Collab.
Synergy.
Synergy.
The goal or the key to our marriage.
Synergy.
Last time we talked, we had a great redemptive weekend.
What?
I'm just laughing because this weekend was so bad. And it's so funny that we sat here a week ago just being like, we killed it this weekend. Parenting is easy. We didn't have any breakdowns. We were riding really high.
Along the roller coaster.
Yeah, along the waves. See?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You get it, right? We were just riding the waves. So last week we had, we summarized our weekend and it was a really good weekend. And I think we were feeling really good after a few weeks of chaos. And now I think we fought the entire weekend.
Happy. I'm glad it's Monday. I'm like, oh, Monday, Mondays. And I'm like, God, I can't wait for it to be Monday. Hallelujah.
I know. But I felt so guilty about sending the kids to school this morning.
I did not.
I did, because we had such a hard weekend. Like, I felt bad sending them back to school after having such a hard weekend.
Yeah, but they were excited. They went in today and were happy and just jumped right into it. We got them there, like, shortly after 8, which is just a world record for Monday morning. Yeah, it was...
Yeah, we're always rolling in, like, an hour late.
I was working by, like, 8:20. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, that is actually really impressive.
Yeah, it is.
I was not working by 8:20. But shortly after that, I think I was doing laundry.
House chores. Yeah.
House chores. But I also just can't wake up early for the life of me right now. And it really sucks.
Yeah, that whole spring forward, finally 2 weeks later, I feel like, is it a week or 2 weeks later?
I think it's been 2 weeks. But I don't even know if that's what affected us or not, just because our kids are just, they just don't like sleep right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for you taking on the heavy lifting with that. You got a nice little bed in there at least. What is it? Like a little two inch. What's that thing called?
The nugget.
The nugget.
Yeah, the thin one.
The thin nugget that could fit like a 4 foot person.
Right. And I actually fit on it except for like 5 inches, like my feet. So then I pull her old nasty crib mattress that's in there. That's, you know, 5 years old and stained. I pull that over. And I prop it under my feet. Ooh. So then my feet are up slightly higher than the nugget. So it's truly like the most uncomfortable position.
Should I put that in the dumpster? Can I put that in the dumpster? I don't think you can. But I got a dumpster and it's going back tomorrow.
I know.
But I don't think I can put that in there. It said no mattresses. Does that mean kids' mattresses, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Dang it.
I mean, it's a little mattress. I wouldn't. There's not enough stuff in there anyways to cover it up. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, where do you want to start? I feel like this weekend... It was just hard, and I truly think we fought the entire weekend. I think we had little moments of happiness, like between you and me. I think we should start by saying two things that we both love about being parents before we get into this conversation.
I think we should say something. What do you love? You go first. What do you love about being parents?
I love a lot of things.
Yeah, but you got to pick two.
Okay. I love how excited they always get to see us. I love watching them discover new things. Like we get a front row seat to them experiencing new things for the first time. I love how much they love us.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. And I had a decent time at the play place this weekend with Alex. So that's my high.
What's your low? No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how cute they are or can be in the mornings when it's like they were terrors the night before, or they just didn't let you sleep during the night. And then they'll just be so happy and spunky in the morning. And it's great because it totally like just, you know, totally redeem yourself, right? Type quality. And it makes the mornings so enjoyable because they were really cute this morning. And for how much doesn't want me in the middle of the night and wants you, she loves me in the morning. Like, she's like, Daddy, get me out of bed. I'm like, okay, you know, like, so they were both cute this morning. And, yeah, it was a hard weekend that was kicked off by two snow days.
Oh yeah. So let's
Thursday and Friday.
I know. And when we talked last week, we were like, oh yeah, maybe we're getting some snow. It might be a couple of feet. Do you know how much we ended up getting?
I mean, it ranged from, I mean, we were probably 18 inches. Some people down south were 24.
Yeah, Castle Rock.
And it was wet, heavy snow. Like, so yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, for those natives out there like myself, Annalie, you're close, but you know, we never got school days or snow days growing up. It was crazy. I mean, you'd get, same thing, you'd get like 12 inches of snow or something, or it would be single digits out, and they'd be like, sorry, kids, go to the bus stop, wait for the bus for 10 minutes. Like, you're freezing your ass off, and you just did it. I mean, like, school was never canceled.
Mine was canceled a few times, maybe like once a year we'd get a snow day
at max. Now it's like, team, there's a heavy rain coming in this Wednesday. We're going to cancel school. It's like, it's just rain.
I would say we were probably averaging 10 days of snow. Don't you think, school cancellations? Maybe five.
Still, but it's five.
It's probably not that bad. I think this just felt bad because it was too back to back.
It's amazing how many days off school kids get, and you don't realize it until you have kids.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, well, I have to work today, so I guess I just have to figure out how to work and manage, you know, us manage a household, feed the kids, but also work, and you gotta work. It's so just
there's,
crazy.
There's a few things I think would be a really interesting conversation, and I don't know how far into it we'll get, but just hearing you talk then about, so the kids' school was canceled Thursday. We knew that was gonna happen. And then we were hoping they could go Friday, also canceled Friday. And I will say, we had a lot of fun playing in the snow. I took them out, or took them one morning, and then you took them like out playing and sledding. And that was fun, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a blast.
Yeah. See, so that's a good thing from the weekend.
you just got to let it go that, like, you're not going to work a full day. I mean, and then once you let that go, and I want to know your opinion, but once you let it go and you're like, I'm just going to enjoy the kids and have fun with it, you do have fun with it. But then it's like, next time you're back online, you're back at work, you're like, oh, I forgot to do this. Or you have a bunch more emails, or you're just behind.
I don't even know how we can talk about it. I just know it's something that we struggle with. So maybe even just putting it into the universe that we struggle with it is how to prioritize our work, because when the kids don't have school or whatever, snow day, you obviously feel like your work is really important. And I feel like my work is really important. And so sometimes we're good at splitting the day half and half, or, you know, if you have a couple meetings, we work around those, or if I have meetings. But I feel like this week, for whatever reason, even over the weekend, it felt like we were having a lot of, what's the word?
Like, just tension.
Tension, because
that's compression. Tension's the other way. You compression. Tension.
Tension. What about the, you know, elongation formula off your head?
I do not know.
What's the equation?
For elongation?
Yeah. Or first, give me what's the one from your steel spreadsheet? Not elongation. Barlow's is hoop stress, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the other one in there?
Like, minimum handling.
I thought there
Spangler,
was one that had to do.
Stewart's.
Wasn't there one that's like Y equals?
Y equals MCA. Y, no. Anyways.
No, okay, whatever. We will, maybe we can have a whole entire episode about steel engineering.
Well, let's go back to just, yeah, we're so good at getting off topic.
I know.
For those that don't live in Colorado, and I'm sure a lot of other places are like this, sometimes you'd be like, oh, major snowstorm coming in. You're going to get like 12 inches of snow or 16 inches of snow, and you get like 2 inches, right? And you're just like, okay.
That's what she said.
So either way, I mean, the snowpack's good for the environment and especially our state and everything. But this was one where we're like, okay, we knew we were going to get a lot of snow. It's not going to go from like, hey, you're going to get 2 feet of snow to like six. So we kind of had a good idea that like school is probably going to be canceled.
Yeah.
But usually it's one day.
Totally. And if it's a Wednesday in the middle of the week, fine. Because then we can recoup.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. But something about having Thursday, Friday off, we're both 2 days behind at work. Then going into the weekend where now we're behind on weekend stuff like laundry and our dishwasher isn't working.
So to pull that out.
Yeah. Which is very much like a small problem to have.
Then I got in the grand scheme of things.
It's right. A privileged problem to have. First world problems, is what I'm trying to say. It's a privileged problem that our dishwasher broke and we had to wash them by hand. But it just added to the feeling that the entire house was imploding because there's always stuff in the sink and there was always laundry and then
toys everywhere.
And then you were getting mad that the laundry wasn't getting done. Because you're like, there's just baskets of laundry everywhere. And I'm like, how am I supposed to do the laundry when I can't even work? And you saw what happened when I tried to do laundry with the kids last night.
They threw it all out of the laundry basket after I'd organized it.
I know.
I was so mad.
I think the older one is really good. She'll help me fold stuff, but the baby just doesn't. We just really struggled this entire weekend.
I think Thursday and Friday, actually, we handled it pretty well. I think we went back and forth. We accepted it. I remember saying at one point, you actually said it. You're like, the house is just a disaster. And two things on that. One is like, man, I have a whole new respect for like people that have homeschool or keep their kids at home all day. Because when your kids are home all day, every day, it's 10 times harder because they're going from here to there. So it's like that's a weekend problem. And then I think like the weekend hit and I went into full psycho mode.
I don't know how to explain you. You call it psycho mode this weekend?
Well, I feel like I'm behind in everything. And then I'm just like, I wake up some mornings and I'm like, as soon as I wake up, I'm like, it's game time. I'm going to do this. And all of it's like mission critical to me, right?
This is what drives me up the wall. And I need to do a caveat and say that I'm really thankful that you have ambition and that you care about the house and the family and that you want to get things done. That's huge. I know a lot of people don't have that in a partner, right?
I guess.
When you get in these psycho modes, it's like... Everything in your brain, like you said, is mission critical. It is like there's no float. Like you have to get this critical path items done immediately. And if you don't get them done immediately, you are going to have a full blown breakdown. Like you have to
tunnel vision. I got to do it.
And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I understand we have to get those things done, but we have to feed the kids first. Or, well, you feed the kids in the morning recently since you let me sleep in. But in my head, I'm like, okay, well, we have to do groceries or we have to do the laundry. Like we have to have clean clothes to wear. And you're like, we have to clean the filters on the air conditioning, you know? And it's like, those, like, they're not mission critical. Or you're like, we have to blow off the patio, which you didn't do this weekend because it was snow, you know?
Yeah.
It's just interesting. And then you get mad at me, or no, I get mad at you because you wake up, especially Sunday. I was so mad at you Sunday morning.
I did a bad job communicating.
What?
Well, I didn't know until I know, and I just woke up and like I just felt overwhelmed and like the dumpster is going to be the death of me. But like, I just felt like, you know, and then our dishwasher was supposed to come
Thursday.
It would have been great if it actually came Thursday. Cause that's something I could have done with the kids. I mean, like, let's spend 2 hours ripping this thing out. Like they played with my tools next to me for
an hour.
And I just think it just all built up and like stupid things. Like you'd bought a new door lock for one of our doors because the other one still worked, but the spring was broken and it was just staring at me. And I was like, I get so tired sometimes of like these little tasks staring at me and me just letting them linger for like weeks. And I'm like, this is a 20 minute task, but then you add them up and you got 5 20 minute tasks. And then that's 2 hours. The math doesn't add up. I know.
No.
But like it adds up. And then it's like the dishwasher has to be taken out. Then like the dumpster. And then I don't even know. But then I just go into crazy mode of just being like, I don't know how to like process it. So I'm just like tunnel vision focused. I'm going to do this and like nothing else matters.
I know. It's really hard. And Sunday I was so mad because I've been taking the entire brunt of the middle of the night wake ups for a month now. I mean,
it's like 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah. And I know that you're there and you're ready and you're willing to wake up and help. But in the middle of the night, our baby only wants me. And I know it's a problem that we need to work through. And right now I'm accepting that it's just me. So I can't even be mad at you for it, you know, but it's so hard for me to have any, this is going to sound really bad. Okay.
Okay.
So don't be mad.
Okay.
It's really hard for me to have any sympathy for you when I haven't slept the night before. And I know that's not fair to you because I'm not asking you to get up. I'll just do it. She just wants me. I can go in there, soothe her. But it's so hard for me to even like care that you want to get going at 8 a.m. when I'm like, dude, I just got back in bed at 5 a.m. You know?
Yeah. And then me on the other end, I'm like, I just spent an hour of my Sunday morning dragging out this dishwasher that had 2 week old smelly water in it that's like spraying all over the floor, spraying all over me. That was just the worst smelling stuff ever.
Yeah.
Why is it so complicated to unhook three things in the dishwasher?
As two engineers,
like literally, I'm like, I need the hands of a 5-year-old to get in here and unscrew this hose below the dishwasher, you know, 3 feet in, and it's only 4 feet. So maybe I should go from the other side. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, this is way too complicated. Like I'm on my knees hurt.
Yeah.
Like there's just, you know, so it's like hard for me to be like, well, Annalie, you're not on the floor dealing with this shit right now. This is me doing it, you know? And yeah, it's just, it's a lose-lose. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I know. I don't know how to get past the feeling. Well, we get past it eventually of, well, you don't know what I'm doing, or you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how hard I'm working. And I think I heard someone say once to always assume like the best intent out of your spouse. So
I think
I need to work on that, because I'm always like, this jackass is getting up early to do XYZ, and he's not even considering me and what I need in the moment. But in hindsight, it's probably your brain. In your brain, you are considering me and the family and everything that we have to get done. Right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Sorry. I was just blanking out for a sec thinking about the dishwasher still.
You gotta let the dishwasher go.
I mean, I don't enjoy things like that, but yeah, no, agreed. I mean, and then like you're back there with the younger one. I'm like, oh, she's just chilling, watching movies. I'm dealing with the stinky dishwasher, you know?
Yeah.
And then you come out and you're like, why are you freaking out? And you know, it's just hard. I mean, it's just, there's no solution to it, because we'd had the kids home for 2 days, which those 2 days were good, but you start getting to day 3 or 4, they're out of their routine. You know, they're starting to fight more. You're running out of things to do. You can't go outside because it's...
I know, that's the
you
problem.
You can. We actually, this was the best we've done, like just playing in the snow multiple times.
I know. I think that's a huge win. Like, when the first day it snowed, I sat on the patio covered and sent them both out. And it was like magical watching them, right? They went outside and played for 20 minutes and they didn't fight. They like danced around in the snow together and played and laughed, you know?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I know. It was like, wow, this is great. It's just these like long weekends where we didn't get any time together because you went to a birthday party and were so nice and was like, hey, you just stay home. You emphasize like, just take a little bit of time to rest. Don't work the whole time.
Yeah, because I could tell you were spiraling. And usually we do all those things together. We are always at the park together, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like, what set me off with that spiral? The younger one was eating mac and cheese on her table, but by the couch in the carpet. And right after I said, hey, be careful, your mac and cheese is by the edge, or pull it over or something, don't spill it, she knocks the whole thing over on the carpet.
Oh, I know.
And it's just like, and I was just like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, you did.
And then I, you know, when you were gone, I didn't have to. I hate saying have to, but that's how I look it in my head. Like, I have to shampoo the rug because it's spilt on it with mac and cheese. I can tell the dogs had peed on it a couple of times.
I know, but this is what's frustrating. You were going to go run an errand. I was doing the dishes. The girls were playing. And I said, hey, I'm gonna shampoo the rug. Like, I did it last week. I have my little thing. I know how to do it. Let me do it for you. Let me help you. And you're like, no, I got it. I got it. I'll just do it.
I just want to take control sometimes. and also, it's how I sometimes work through things. I'm like, okay, I'm going to clean the carpet, not the carpet. I'm going to clean the rug in their bedroom because the dogs had peed on it, because you're in there all night and the dogs just don't know, like, oh, I shouldn't pee on this nice fluffy white carpet. But that was like a week ago. And so like for a week, like that was just like in the back of my mind is like, Ethan, you need to clean this. Like, it's those things that just add up on my list. Right.
I know.
And then eventually I have like 10 things on my list, plus the dishwasher, plus the dumpster.
But how do you, it's just impossible to manage it, because when we have 30 minutes of free time, whether it's during the week or on the weekend, we're like, let's go for a walk. Let's go to the gym. Like, you can't do all these stupid little tasks and it will drive you mad, as we witnessed.
Well, and this weekend, and we hate doing this because we like doing things together, but I feel like, well, really Thursday through Sunday, it was more or less you take the kids, you do something with them, tag, you're out, and then I do it. And then we don't get any time together. And then in the evenings, the girls have been so hard that you just sit in there on the floor for an hour or two, just, you know, working on your brand and doing what you do. And then I'm just on the couch just being like, oh my God, I just want to sit here and zone out. But at the same time, I'm like, I want to hang with you. And then it's all of a sudden like 9:30, 10. And it's like, well, we got to go to bed because it's rinse, repeat.
I know. I wrote down one of my notes this week. I'm trying to take notes throughout the week of like fights or good things or conflicts so that we don't sit down here and just forget anything that we wanted to talk about. As I just forgot what I was saying. Oh, one of the things I wrote down, and I think that's why this, I don't want to say season of life, because hopefully it's not a whole season. And I really do think in general, things are getting better, like with the kids outside of this whole sleeping thing. Mm-hmm. But we haven't eaten dinner together outside of the date night that we got last weekend consistently in 2 months. I mean, it's just so impossible. We used to eat dinner, you know, when the kids came home, we'd have dinner, but sometimes you're not hungry. Like if you had a big client lunch that day, but we have to feed the kids immediately. And then after the kids go down, I'm in there for an hour laying in there because the baby again wants me when she's sleepy. So then you just sit out there. Like we just don't, this is like the only hour that we get to sit down.
No, it is. Well, we try to do like a date lunch most Mondays just to like,
I know,
take some time to decompress from the weekend and talk. But yeah, now I'm like losing my mind of what I know.
Both of us are like a little spacey after.
Well, no. So going back to the dinner thing, I mean, the kids are, so it's better when we can do something after school outside and get them engaged. But in the winter, when it's cold, it seems like you come home, it's dark, it's cold. And the easiest thing to do to make sure they are happy is just feed them, right? So now we're eating dinner at 5:15, 5:30. And you do a great job making dinner. I think if you make like a good meal at 4 or 4:30, but then you're having to get out of your day early to make a meal. And then we have a family meal, but especially when it's just like chicken nuggets, mac and cheese.
I know. It's like, I'm like not even excited to eat dinner right now.
I'm not either.
Because it's either I make a good meal. You know, we had spaghetti and meatballs last night that you helped with.
Oh, so yummy.
And everyone sits down and eat, but like we don't even get to enjoy it because we're just shoveling the food in our mouth. Or we don't eat and we focus on the kids. And then it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I don't want to eat. Now I'm just tired.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When we do all sit down and eat like at 5:30.
Yeah.
Let's call it a 15-minute meal period. How many times are you getting up in that 15 minutes to get water, to get more of this, to get more of that, to get a second
more ketchup, to get more
eight. Yeah. So it's like, no joke. Like you guys will sit down and then I'll make my meal. I go sit down at the table and we switch roles pretty good on this. I'll put my food on the table and then one kid will be like, I need more ketchup. Right. I need this. And then you go get it. You come back. Oh, can I have milk instead of water? And what are you going to say? No. So you're just like, okay. So it's just like, you and I are just like constantly like back and forth. And then like, finally, like one of us is, you know, one's kind of eating and the other one sits down. And then one kid is done. It's like, I'm done. And it's like, well, can you sit and talk highs and lows?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we try to do highs and lows. That at least gets them engaged in conversation for 3 minutes. And,
yeah.
I mean, and we are so, we're not super strict on screen time. I don't think we're super strict on anything, but one thing we try to be really strict about is no screen time at restaurants. And we're trying to do like no screen time at dinner.
During the weekdays, yeah.
Yeah, during the weekdays and like really have a meal, and especially at restaurants. But at home, it's just so hard and their attention spans are literally 5 minutes.
At best.
Yeah, at best, but we're working on it. So what would you say for like another, I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't even know if you have an answer. Another couple who is having a week like us where you're just passing ships. How do you stay connected?
I mean,
you're like, fuck if I know.
I mean, one night I was cleaning the kitchen, because a lot of times when you do go in with the girls, you know, if we haven't found that time before then to clean the kitchen, one of us goes and cleans the kitchen, which will be me, right? Why are you giving me the stink eye?
I feel like we do a really good job at switching off who does bath time and who cleans. And whoever kind of wants to just zone out and take a break will clean the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then the other person will go do bath, which is usually, I mean, can be hard. But I feel like a lot of our fights sometimes happen, and this hasn't happened recently too much, but when I'm in there laying with the baby for an hour and I come out and there's dishes on the counter.
Because I'm just like zoned out on the couch, like just done.
Fucking enrages me. Or if their lunches aren't made for tomorrow and I'm like, you've been sitting here. And it's so like not fair, because you work so hard from the moment you get out of bed all day. You are dishes, laundry, picking up things here and there, organizing, like you, this is the calmest I can get you to be, is just sitting doing this. So you're totally valid in taking that time to chill. It's not illegal. Like, you deserve that just as much as I deserve that time. But it's so ragey when I come out. But we talked about this a few weeks ago.
Well, it's like two, when you wake up in the morning and there's more dishes in the sink than you'd like. But you know, two things. I always say two things. that one night, it was a late cleanup, and I was like, I'm just gonna go downstairs and rest my movie and disconnect. And then,
oh,
like,
yeah, which we never do. Like, I feel like we usually try to stay together.
Yeah, never do I go down in the basement.
No,
and like watch
on nights when Ethan's like, I'm gonna go watch a movie in the basement, I'm like, Godspeed, like go.
But anyways,
take your time.
I did some cleanup, and I was like gonna watch my movie, and I was like, I didn't even want to. I just wanted to like come and connect and hang with you, because it was just so exhausted. And so it's like our only chance to connect for 30 minutes before we're in bed and both just reading, or you doing work, or being like, let's just go to bed. So going back to your question, it's just, I guess, sacrificing other things, whether it's just sacrificing other things to make time, or try to make time during the week.
But you're right. Sometimes there's nothing more and I just want to go to bed. Like, I'm exhausted. I want to just lay in bed and just rot with my phone.
Like, I'm not leaving this bed for 14 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes when the kids go down early, it's 8 o'clock and I'm like, I just want to get in bed, scroll the internet and not engage. But if we haven't connected, like, I know that this is going to sound bad again, but it's like, at first I'm like, I don't want to go take that 30 minutes to connect. I just want to lay in bed, but I know that I'll like that. Connecting is the better option, because it'll make me feel better, like during and after. You know what I mean?
Parenting is hard. No one tells you this when you
no.
And you don't want them to tell you this, because you want positive things. But yeah, like
it's just so hard.
You don't think about this before you have kids.
It's so hard. Was it Saturday night? I think the kids were actually so tired Saturday they fell asleep pretty quickly.
That like I think 7:45,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Which is insane for
after
us.
After like an hour of like wiggle room in the bed and trying to get them down, and I think you came out and I was like,
"Are they sleeping?"
I was like, "Are the kids sleeping?"
No, but you came in to the bedroom, because remember I was like, "Let's just both sit in here tonight," and you came in while they were falling asleep, and we were kind of like snuggling on the chair, and you're like, out of nowhere, you just said, I'm so glad I like you. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough that if, you know, I'm thankful we really like each other, because it's so hard. I mean, if we didn't like each other, I could see it'd be so easy to go down that path of just like resenting each other or being mad at each other or just
so,
not talking.
It's so easy to be mad at you. Not in a mean way. Just because being a parent is so hard, and so many things go wrong that aren't your fault, but you're such an easy scapegoat.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm mad at you because my baby's not sleeping at night, or our baby, whatever. I'm mad at you because the kids are having tantrums, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I'm tired now thinking about this and talking about this. It's just craziness. And it's usually we look at the weekends like a really excited opportunity to spend time with our kids, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think you say it all the time. Like, what do you say, like, the weekends are for? Like, I think you have like a saying.
What do I say? No, I don't know. What do I say?
Well, you're just like, you know, someone takes our kids Monday through Friday. So like the weekends are really the only time you have to step back and be like, let's go spend some quality family time.
Yeah. Like when we went to the zoo 2 weeks ago,
Ah, that was beautiful. But I think when you only have 2 days, it's really easy to cherish and be excited about it. But like when you sneak into these long weekends or it's not even a holiday weekend's different, right? Because you don't have to work.
I think it's just when it's unplanned.
Yes.
And we couldn't plan work. And I know you had important meetings. Sorry, my feet are hot. I'm taking my socks off. Or I had some meetings and it's just so hard to juggle everything and not hate each other at the end of it.
Yeah. And I don't want to work like come 8 o'clock at night. Like you're exhausted.
I know.
So it's like now I have to turn my brain back on and like do engineering at 8 o'clock at night.
No, like, we work with a lot of engineers who do that, who operate like that.
Yeah.
You get emails from 8 to 10 p.m. of everyone catching up or QCing or doing their back check. Like there's...
Or weekends.
No. And some of these people have kids.
I don't know how they do it.
Maybe I don't want to do
should,
it.
Maybe they should offer a course because...
No, we shouldn't. You shouldn't have to work like that. And that's how you know those stupid projects with their stupid deadlines, with their stupid QC policies, which have a place. I know you need QC for projects, but it's just not how we want to operate. I want to be able to enjoy quality time with the kids, put them down, and then have quality time with you. And I'm just so tired at night.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it.
No, this whole sleeping thing is what we got to tackle. And hopefully that gets better. And I think
I don't know what to do about it, though. I just don't. And it's so sweet. So our older daughter sleeps fine. And our younger daughter. Wait, I'm going to ask a different question. Did we have default parent issues when we just had one kid?
I think you always do, but it's a lot easier to balance it and you know, one person take one kid and it, you just have more flexibility, right?
Do you know what the default parent is?
You?
No, but like by definition, what people are using it to describe?
You've trained me, so I think I can answer this correctly. It's basically the parent that the kid's going to go to and then all the responsibility falls on to. More or less. Yeah, did I do a good job then? What is Webster's definition?
You could have done a little better then.
You're the default parent.
Yes. I think it's who the kid goes to in the middle of the night first.
Mm-hmm.
Who is kind of, I mean, okay, so let me say this. A lot of the chatter online around default parenting is that there's one person who the kid always goes to, who's waking up every night, who does all the doctor appointments, who has like that mental load of when we got to reorder diapers, when do we need more milk, on top of nap schedules and like school appointments and all the things. So it's kind of, there's like the default parent and then there's the mental load. And I think we do a pretty good job of splitting the mental load for the kids, kind of.
Thank you for saying that. But on the default end, I mean, historically, I've done a lot of the doctor's appointments, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, what else have I done?
No, but for instance, so like one of the things, for example, that would be on a default parent / mental load would be remembering to clip the kid's nails, like personal hygiene thing. And that's something that you have taken over.
I'm the nail clipper for
sure.
Yeah,
you're the nail clipper. You usually schedule doctor appointments. And I don't know if that was a conscious like shift that we made or if you just always did it, but it's just so nice to not have it all be on one person. Because usually it's like the, unfortunately, at least in the past, it's the mom who's you book all the extracurricular activities like soccer and t-ball. You did gymnastics, you know.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, you have to.
What's like watering the plants? Remember we had that fight about watering the plants like a year ago?
That was maybe one of our biggest fights to date.
But you're right. It's like it's just so much easier if one person takes a task on and then owns that task. Because first off, then things don't as commonly fall through the gaps, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's go back to the plants. Like if I'm like, it's Annalise's turn to water the plants. You're like, I don't know. Do you water them a week ago or a month ago? So you're either watering them too little or too less.
Yeah. Was that on my side? Was I the one that said completed task management for that?
I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, the whole theory. And I think there's like something called the fair play, something that like course or something. I don't know. It's like cards I've seen online and you divvy up responsibilities. And the thought is, like, let's say you get the trash card. It's like you own the trash task in entirety from start to finish.
I mean, makes sense.
Yeah, but then that way it's not, you're not questioning who's going to do it. Like, there's no resentment. Like, you have a really clear understanding moving forward. And I don't think we struggle with that too much. Like, you basically own taking out the trash and the recycling. Like, mm-hmm. I'll take it to the garage, but you own taking it out for the dumpster. I basically own all laundry, you know? So I think we've kind of fallen into a pattern naturally, but I think a lot of people don't, and a lot of it falls on the mom. Anything that's kid related, especially if it's a stay-at-home mom and a working dad, because then the dad's removed and the mom knows when the doctor appointments are, when they need nail clippings, the mom knows when they're out of diapers or formula. And that's so much to carry on one person, yeah. On top of just trying to be a sane, happy person.
Well, I feel like we do a good job.
We do a good job.
Yeah.
Just not this weekend.
It's just, I don't know. My brain almost just wants to shut down and move on from it. But I know it's like,
no, we can. I think it's just important to talk about how we struggle and how we communicate through it. Although I guess we didn't even really communicate this weekend. Although I could tell this weekend, Saturday. Well, first it was Saturday and you were spiraling after the mac and cheese spilled. So that was like that was your last straw, your 13th reason. So we were supposed to go to this birthday party together. Our friends were there. And I said, just stay home. Like you said, I said, I will take them. It's going to be 2 or 3 hours, like chill for an hour. And then you can ramp up and get all your stuff done. And I was so happy to do that. Because I love doing stuff like that because one, like I feel like it, how do I, like, I know it's going to serve you. So I really like doing that because I know it's going to benefit both of us later in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I really appreciate that.
But then Sunday came and you were still spiraling. And then so like hard, like we've talked about, you were spiraling in the morning about everything we had to get done. And so then I said again, okay, I'll just take the kids today. Like we weren't planning on that. We were going to go do things together. And I said, okay, I'll just take them. And then I didn't get a big thank you out of you. And I was so pissed.
Well, I was
fuming.
I know. And it was a busy morning and we love going to the gym on the weekends. And now we have a new gym that has a daycare that the girls love.
We talked about last episode.
And then like we plan all that, we get there late and then you had to leave early. And I was like, well, I want to help you because you're taking the kids. So we had like a really short gym session.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
And then we both go into our locker rooms and you're like, are you going to wait for me so I can help? And I'm like, no, I need to get to the car. I'm not going to wait for you. And then we left. I'm pretty sure we like drove away flipping each other off out the window.
Which wasn't fun because then you feel guilty. I don't know. It was just a hard weekend and we have those every once in a while. And I just chalk it up as it is what it is. And thankfully that, you know, more weekends are good than not. And like spring's around the corner be able to do more stuff outside.
Right.
Yeah. And that I was kind of sad I didn't go to that birthday party, but I was kind of bummed because I heard that was a good one. I'd never been to that place before. And it seemed like it was a good birthday party.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But I think in my brain, I was just thinking like, it's just going to be hot and stuffy, like too small. You're going to be stuck in a corner with nowhere to sit or like in a kid's chair.
Yeah.
Having like awkward conversation with people you don't really know because of the other kid's parents. So it's like forced conversation.
Thankfully, Lauren and Stefan were there. So I had friends that I could talk to.
Yeah.
And obviously the parents are really nice. No, it was really fun, but you just needed the time.
Yeah.
You're not on social media, but there's this, like so many people go so balls to the wall for their kid's birthday party. Like 1 year old, they're spending thousands of dollars on balloons and decoration and food catering. It's absolutely insane. Although, like, no hate or judgment, because if that's, you have a lot of money and that's where you want to spend your money and you love a good party,
you love to plan,
go for it.
Yeah.
But I just, the stress of that alone, unless you maybe you have a party planner, just right for your 1 year old. But even our baby turned 3 recently and we gave her a cupcake with a candle in it.
Did some presents, did some small family stuff. But yeah, I mean, we talked about doing something, but that was kind of at the end of the crazy weekend.
No, I invited a couple people over and then was going to invite a couple of friends. And I ended up texting both of them saying like, I don't have the mental capacity. Please don't come over. I love you dearly, but I cannot hang out this weekend, which was this last weekend after how crazy it was. But I don't, I think we did birthday parties when our oldest turned 4. We did like a little party and that was easy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was easy. You know, go to a little place, rent it out, not too expensive.
Let's look at what else.
Well, while you're doing that, I think that like there's good and bad about spring and summer is like, yes, you can get outside more. There's more options, but I feel like, and I want to know your opinion, but it just gets so busy so quick. And all of a sudden it's like you have so much stuff going on every weekend that you're not getting any like downtime or connecting time, which is great. But at the same time, it's kind of hard. So like, I mean, look at, I don't know. I just feel like we're starting to already get there. And it's kind of, that was probably led to some of my stress too.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, just how life gets so busy come like summer, like where you just have stuff every weekend.
I feel like you are stressing about it too much too soon. This is probably the 5th time you have brought this up in the last 2 weeks and it's freaking March.
Yeah, it's true.
And I feel like last year we did a really good job of managing yard work plus playtime. I mean, you know, we had a small like lawn service come over to mow the lawn last year because we just had to offload that. And I don't think we're going to do that again this year just because.
TBD.
Oh, TBD.
TBD. Don't even start getting me into yard work yet.
I know. I think I appreciate you looking forward because I think it's better to have the conversations ahead of time. But I'd like to think we're going to have a really good spring and summer. And the kids are getting, you know, bigger. How many times have I said that in these episodes so far? The kids are getting bigger. It's getting easier. It's like I'm just telling myself.
It's getting easier. They'll be doing their own laundry by end of the summer.
No, but I mean, we love the summer. We can go to the pool. Yeah. Like we have my parents' neighborhood have a pool.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that we go to most days after school. So why are you stressing?
Oh, I just think when you have like a really busy weekend, it just kind of triggers that like thought of just every weekend being super busy with kid stuff or work or personal stuff. And and you and I both just really cherish a calm weekend or a calm week. And that's important to us. And I know I think we did better last year being like, hey, let's not book something every weekend. Let's like have a weekend where it's just us maybe going to the zoo, having like family time. And then the next weekend is like, we got to go to this birthday party or we're going to drive to Fort Collins or we got this, you know.
I think you're a little scarred because I used to do professional wedding makeup.
Oh, God, yeah. Total PTSD.
Maybe 4 years, to 4 years. And I was really, really grinding. Like, I thought I wanted to make, I was thinking maybe I could quit engineering one day and do that full time. Like, I'm glad I didn't, obviously. But that would include weddings Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some weekends. And you would just take the kids. And that was back when we had a toddler and a newborn too. So it was even harder for you, but it was work. And you know, I was trying to grow my business.
Made extra money, which is
I was making
good.
Extra money, which because I was part-time in engineering because we had a baby and I didn't want to go back full-time. So we were already short on money and childcare is like a mortgage in itself. So any extra money we could make was helpful. But I think especially like spring through summer, I mean, fall was really busy and then it would quiet down January, February, and then it would pick back up again.
In spring. Yeah. And you'd be gone sometimes.
Some days I do Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I try not to. Usually it would be like 2 weddings a month, but even 2 weddings a month, that adds up. You know, there's only 4 weekends in a month.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're losing 3/4 of your day because you'd be gone.
Travel.
5, 6, 7 a.m. until 12, 1, 2, you know, and then you'd come home tired and then I'd be like, well, you're on kid duty because I've been on him and then I got to go do my thing.
Yeah. You'd like jump out to the yard.
I'm so glad those days are over. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Are you glad I'm not doing professional makeup anymore?
Yes, very much so.
I know. Me too.
But I'm excited for pool and summer. It's going to be, hey, I'm optimistic that every year is going to be our year and every year is great. But like just they're becoming more independent, more pool time, more kids play time. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic too. I'm sorry if I was mean this weekend.
I'm sorry too. I love you. I like you.
I love you too. I really, at some point, I've been saying this every episode. Well, we didn't really even do the 2 different perspective thing, did we?
I think the whole thing is 2 different perspectives on different situations, scenarios.
I wish we would have like highlighted that before we started talking. And then I want to talk about mom rage at some point. But I wasn't too ragey this weekend.
No.
I don't know. You this entire weekend, you kept saying, I know you have to go, but you kept saying to me, you're being mean to me. And I don't want to be mean to you. I love you so much. You're my best friend. Like, I want to be loving and supportive and all of those things. But when I'm not sleeping and we're just like, oh, when you just jump straight into work mode after I haven't slept all night, it's like
infuriating. I know.
Yeah. I don't mean to be mean.
That's okay.
And then I don't know how to snap out of it. You know, like once you start being mean,
I was like, why are you just like picking a fight with me?
I know, but I'm just so mad. And I look at like all, what was that, yesterday evening? Or I think it was yesterday evening. I was just like, I just wanted to punch a wall and I don't know why.
Punch me.
Honestly. Yes, I would, given the opportunity. And you didn't do anything specifically wrong.
It's okay. I can take it.
I just can't take it out on the kids. So I take it out on you.
Yeah, no, I get it. You just got to let that emotion out some way or another.
Yeah. I feel like we need to leave with some kind of like parting. Oh, I have a note here that you said Saturday night that we must be obviously. You said we're obviously pretty terrible parents with how hard things have been lately.
Yeah, you just sometimes feel like what am I doing wrong? I try to do all the right things.
And like, we're the only ones struggling.
And I know we're not, but like at that point, you're not thinking about other people or other people's problems. You're just thinking about how miserable you are and why is it so hard? And you try to do all the right things and you take your kids to go do this. I mean, we are pretty active with our kids and taking them to do different things and mixing it up and getting to play with friends or getting to go to the park or coloring at home. Like, we by no means are like, let's just default to TV or something where we know they will zone out. And I feel like we do all the right things and then it's just like, it doesn't work.
And you're yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. No, totally.
Like, why do I even try to do all the right things that you're supposed to do when there's no reward at the end of the day?
Parenting is a marathon, right?
Not
we are in it for the long haul. We're doing the emotional validation, gentle parenting, not smacking them thing, right? For the long term,
yes,
of having good relationships with our kids, building trust and love.
Well, I know we're doing that. That's a good thing.
All you see is us struggling at bedtime. And I actually don't see anyone else struggling with bedtime online. Like, it really does feel like it does feel like only us. But I know other people struggle with bedtime, just chatting with moms in my DMs.
Yeah.
Like whenever I post that I'm laying on the floor in their room, I'll get a bunch of DMs being like, me too.
Yeah, but I'm same thing.
Yeah.
You guys should share like photos of your setup.
I want to do that with Along the Waves. Like, have a bunch of like video clips of moms in their sweatshirts or shirts. Like
uncomfortably leaning against the kid's bed with like a Lego under your butt or something.
Yeah, scrunched up in the corner. Yeah. Something like that.
In the crib.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you got to go. I know you have an interview.
Okay.
Can you leave with one parting advice for when parents have a tough weekend or tough week, disconnected?
I mean,
how do we
just stick with it? And like we talked about, we love each other and we know sometimes we're just going to say mean things and flip each other off. But we know that we're going to reconnect. And at some point we'll say we're sorry and hug and love each other and
love each other.
Love each other. But we do love each other, so it's helpful. And I know that the good or bad, I know no matter how mad at me you are, like, you're going to get over it and we're going to be fine. And so that's probably not the best way to look at it. But like, sometimes I'm like, it'll be fine. Like, let's just like vent. Let's just let the dust settle and we'll be fine later on. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, she's going to leave me. I hope that's not the case. I say that now, but I'm like, wait, what if I...
No.
But I know we'll get through it and we'll get over it. And it's just part of it. And like, you go your way. It's part of it sometimes. Like, you know what? Just let her go. Take the kids. Let her cool off. I'll cool off. I'll get my stuff done. So I know when she comes home, I'm going to be in a mental better state. And then hopefully like you come home and you've had a chance to like breathe. And hopefully the kids have been good for you, that you feel like, oh my gosh, this is rewarding.
Right.
I got to spend time with the kids. And I don't know, you just know that you're going to work through it. It's just, you just can't work through it sometimes, like right at that moment in the parking lot outside the gym.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. What do we close out with? Stay classy, Colorado.
Is that what you want to say?
No, okay. I don't know.
You can say stay classy, Colorado. I'll say thanks. Thanks for riding along the waves. Surf's up.
Yeah.
Hang 10.
And we'll see you next week.
And I need to say, please follow, or wait, thanks for hanging. And you can follow me on Instagram at AnnaLee15 or on TikTok at AnnaLeeGrace15. This man does not have social media. No.
I got LinkedIn.
Which you don't even update.
I don't know.
No, so none of that. Please like, follow, leave a rating, subscribe, all of the fun things. Good?
I like it.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Till next time.
Till next time.